Hello, everyone. Be blessed. My name is Javen, and I'm here with my friend.
My name is Josh, and God bless all who's listening. And if you are listening to this, know that it's not a coincidence. Concerning these things that's going on in the world, as we can all see, we're here to talk about what it is that is coming. And I'm sure that you've heard it before, and because many are talking about it, or really not many in the grand picture of all humanity, but we know what's going on with this coronavirus and the recent riots. And if you are a conspiracist, as some would call you, then you could already know some of the background knowledge of little plans and little schemes that are ran by those who some would call the elites. Now, of course, this is silly talk to a lot of people, but the truth of the matter is it's reality. And we're here just to talk about that. And if you are listening and you have no background in any faith or any background in conspiracies or anything like that, I still encourage you that you would stay and just listen to a couple minutes of what we have to say. In these current times that we are in, it's very apparent, if you're not being led by the media, to see that they are doing nothing but inflicting fear on those that are drinking up the news and drinking up the information. We got to be careful whether you're a Christian or not, because of course, I'm sure you know, this could keep you timid and it can keep you locked in place when these are the times that we should be ready to move. And the thing with this whole coronavirus pandemic and the riots and just the uncertainty of these times, as you see here in the ads, because it's all over the media, it's all over the shows. And the thing is, these times have been predictively programmed in past movies and shows and things like that. And you always heard of the alien invasions and things of that sort, and that's been passed down from early 1900s and I'm sure centuries before then. The truth is, they are doing nothing but watering down and concealing the truth, and that is the word of God. And they're doing this because they know that it sounds like fairy tales if you blend it in with a whole bunch of other fairy tales. But I advise that you wouldn't be deceived in that way. And if you are listening, it would be good that if you don't already have a Bible, that you would get the Bible app on your phone, and that you would go to Daniel, and that you would perhaps go to Revelation 2 to also check out, and some of the New Testament chapters and books, to also check out what is coming, because it's spot on and accurate and always has been and it always will be.
It's important in these times to not be over-consuming fear. The media is pushing fear out daily. So in order for us to not over-consume it, we must be feeding our spirits with the Word of God, with truth. We must feed ourselves with positive things, with love, and try to stay away from stuff that negatively impacts us, our minds, and our hearts. When it comes to media, they love to push fear. They love to keep us in a low vibration, in a low state, keeping us down.
And in the Word of God, Jesus clearly says that He is the living bread and that He is the living waters, that we should partake of His blood, which is His wine. And what this is meaning, obviously, it isn't physical, but everything happens in the spiritual before it happens in the natural. And what He's talking about is consuming the bread, which is reading His Word, standing on His promises of truth, and drinking His living waters, which is the Word as well, and prayer and spirit, and pleading His blood, which is the wine, over our sins that He shed for us, for all can be saved. And whatever happens, don't let anyone tell you that you are too far gone, because that is nothing but a lie, and you should never believe such a thing like that. And it says here in Matthew 24, 24 through 27, and you could also check in Matthew 24, 31 and 25, 31, that it says here, "There shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." What it means here, talking about deceiving the very elect, is those who have Christian backgrounds, those who knows that God is real, those without a doubt. And I myself and my buddy Javen over here, we are in this number, that is so easily to be dragged into the false cares of life, which are so temporal, and to be deceived, wanting things that we know that that isn't true or holy and righteous, but it's just nothing but the nature of this flesh. And it carries on to say, where possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers. Believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Many folks, preachers, whoever you hear, will talk about that Jesus, he will do this or that, or Jesus will do this or that. And they will give their own version as far as talking of that, oh, you don't have to repent, or you don't have to try and live a holy life. You'll get out of here. Or I've even heard things talking about that if you're under the age of 20, then you'll be raptured out. But the thing is, this Adamic nature starts working quick. And this Adamic nature, which is this nature of flesh, it will easily try and pull us down into thinking that no matter what, God will accept me. And that is true, but it is only true if you plead the blood over your nature. And we can all make it out of here with what's coming up. And there's no reason to think that you are too far gone. You only are if you don't have the blood covering over you. And we can look at Passover as a testimony to that.
The Lord is soon to come. We must put our faith, trust, and eternal future in his hands.
And we can do that by recognizing our sinful state, that we can't do anything, and that only through him can we be saved. He said in his word that even through works and deeds, that's not enough. Although that as you grow this love for him, you should want to do works for him to glorify his name. But it all starts out with the faith of a mustard seed, which means to come to him with blood, and that you would ask him that you would please, Lord, take this from me, and that you would, Lord, change my heart and create in me a new heart of flesh and take away my heart of stone. It's so easy to become so bitter and hardened in this world and thinking that, you know what, no matter what, I'm in need of no savior, but that is absolutely wrong. You will find that you can be stronger when you put all your worries and cares on him, because you will be able to focus on the small, little, simple tasks that he set before you. And one of those tasks right now, I urge you and he urges you, is salvation. Just put it in his hands, and no matter what it is that you would have to face tomorrow or the day after that, you can know that even in the midst, if he was to come back, that he would take you. This is the ultimate insurance.
In these times, it's important that we are protecting our minds and pleading the blood of Jesus Christ daily. The media is attacking our minds with fear. In order to be sure that you're not being attacked by fear, you must be pleading the blood of Jesus Christ. Television, movies, music, they're all going to be attacking your mind subliminally, trying to control. In these times, it's very important that you're pleading the blood of Jesus Christ to cover your minds. The devil is going to try to attack your mind with fear daily. So in order to be safe, you must plead the blood of Jesus Christ to protect your mind. The media is going to shoot fear at you left and right, and the fear may paralyze you. And I want to talk about how the fear comes in the forms it comes in. The fear can come through movies, it can come through television shows, it can come through music. And what's happening is subliminal messages are being sent to your subconscious mind, and our conscious minds don't pick up on it, but our subconscious and unconscious minds do. In order to protect this from happening, you must plead the blood of Jesus Christ.
It's true that any form of entertainment, especially modern entertainment, is simply just trying to take your eyes off the Lord and what's really coming upon this earth. We're not trying to be the buzzkills, or we're not trying to be those who take all the fun away, because we ourselves, we like to have fun and we like to enjoy life. But it's not much of life to be enjoyed with what's coming. And we just want to do our part that the Lord is putting upon our heart to speak to whoever's listening, and hope and pray that you would receive this word, that what's coming, you don't have to stay for it and you don't have to endure, for no man will want to endure it. And although those who feel that they are strong enough to endure God's wrath, or they feel that they're strong enough to not ever need a God, we will all be humbled. And as Jesus said, every low valley will be exalted and every high valley will be flattened. And it's best to humble yourselves now rather than to have to do it in the latter end. And we must remember that in these days, we need to hold fast And if we aren't holding fast to Christ, there's still time and the door is still open and he wants you. He loves you and we love you, but that doesn't mean anything. The truth is, and the eternal truth is, that he loves you. In 2 Timothy 1:7, it reads, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind." Remember those words, and that whatever comes upon this earth, there is always an eternal hope and promise in God, and that he will deliver you as he's delivered many, as he's delivered Israel, as he's delivered Joseph, as he's delivered Jesus, as he's delivered many other in his book. We encourage that you would develop a relationship with him through his word, which is Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ is the word and living flesh. And through prayer and seeking of him, for he said in his word, "Those who seek me with their whole heart shall find me." And don't expect to find him audibly or to find him visually, but know that he is there, living within you, always has, and he always will be.
Thank you all for listening. Remember to stay blessed.
And thank you once again, and God bless you all. Shalom to you all.